I've been drinking.
You gonna be all right?
I'm good.
Welcome. Hello.
Go ahead and say the number that you gonna get wrong for the 1800.
219.
Episode 194.
Nine three.
Yes.
No? That's what I was gonna say. You took it.
This man here. What do you want with my life, Lord? 193 mainstream podcast. I'm here. I'm litty like a titty, and then there's Chris.
What's up? I'm not titty like a litty. I'm just sitting here.
Macabilly.
I'm not doing
bootylicious. Bonquisha.
I don't have none of that body altering stuff in me tonight.
I am inebriated, not inebriated. I'm liberal. I'm liberated.
You hanging out with those Libras?
Give us freedom, liberated.
I'm very proud of you. I support your liberation.
Support. Give us your support. Anyway, it's another day, another episode. You actually here basically fake on time, and now you want me to talk to you.
Oh, so it's another day at the factory. And this man, about, what was it, 7, 8, 9, 10 days ago, gave me an assignment at the last minute.
Yeah.
And I gotta come up with a list of 600 shows that
it wasn't, first off, I'm going to need you to tone that shit back. It wasn't me. One of our listeners said, hey, I want to know what the top 5, 6, and you don't have to have 5 of your own. You can just, we can do 2 and do 2, right. Whatever. It was like the best 5 to 6 shows, 2003, 2004 edition. What's your favorite show, man?
Oh,
hey,
fuck. I researched it for the wrong year. You want 03, 04? I need more time.
2023, 2024, boy. I didn't say
03, 04. Oh, shit. Yeah, I thought you were taking it way back. Like,
was there TV in 2000?
I don't remember what we used to do back in the day, but I don't think there was TV. Man, maybe Friends and Taxi and like MASH. Radio. That was on. Yeah, we had the radio. Audio versions of those shows. Yeah.
Black and white audio.
But if we're talking about, yeah, remember when they turned on color for the audio stream for the first time? Holy shit. So you were always in color.
I was already in living color.
Were you like that 256-bit color all your life?
Yeah, all my life.
All my life, I had to fight.
You know what I'm saying? All my life, I had to fight.
So, yes, I did compile a little list of shows and some movies I seen that were decent from the last 365 days.
Yeah,
calendar edition.
What is your top show?
Top show.
Top 3, 4, 5, whatever the number.
Well, I'll give you the top.
Let me get the tip.
Let me get you right into it. You got a list too? You got your own list? I got my list.
I'm gonna tell you what it is. We go 1-1. You give me one, I give you one.
Okay. We'll go back and forth. My number one.
It ain't gotta be in order. It just
good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, let me get my top 8.5.
Okay, whatever.
Number one, let's do it. I'm gonna say Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon.
That was a top show for you?
We enjoyed it. I like seeing the dragons, the people, the characters. I got into that one and totally forgot how bad the previous Game of Thrones series went and how it went downhill.
So you know what I just thought about this is, are we counting stuff we watched in 2023, 2024, or did it have to come out in 23, 24?
I'd say 90% of my list I pulled. Mm-hmm. Most of it is stuff that did release calendar year last year. Maybe like one show, one movie. Uh-huh. Might have been a prior thing, but I think I tried to get stuff that was just like actually released last year. But it doesn't matter. If you watched it, you binged the whole show.
Yeah.
You can put on the list.
So you said it was the dragons, right?
Yeah, that's up there. It's a close 1-2, 2-1. So it was enjoyable. I like it.
Okay. That's a decent pick. That's cool. I feel you gonna give us a reason why you liked it, or is this you just gonna say?
I just like that fantasy, those dragons.
The different people. That's cool.
I got into the characters. I thought it was cool. They did some random shit. Still surprised me because I don't know what they're gonna do next. So it's all new stuff.
Okay, my turn. 23. I think it came out in 23. It could have also come out in 22 and then got good in 23. Last of Us HBO.
Okay, yeah.
See, I got to draft pick, dog. You got to draft. This is a draft. I got to take them draft picks, boy.
How did I miss that?
Number one pick.
I'm pretty sure that came out last spring or so.
So, The Last of Us, great show.
Yes.
Good shit. If you ain't seen it, what you doing with your life? That's my number one draft pick.
I'm going to co-op. I'm going to sign that loan with you right here, man. I got you. I like that one.
Yeah, it's definitely
fucking good. I don't know how I forgot that, because I was all about that shit.
What's next? Your number two draft picks up?
Let's go next. Let me see. I'm gonna nominate For All Mankind.
But that show is older than 23, though.
No, it has four seasons. It's still going. It's new. It's got
new. I get that, but yet, when did it start? Did it start like in 23?
Like 2019. They just did the fourth season in 2023.
Yeah. Okay.
It's coming out. I've been watching it. We're in the third season. So we're going to get to the fourth season probably another week. We're just binging it two or three episodes a day. So
yeah, me too.
That one, I found it late in the year, like in December. I think we tried to start it in 2019. Saw one episode, whatever reason, moved off it and just never came back. Mm-hmm. I'm not into space right now. Came back this year. Started going through it, like, okay, shit's happening, popping off. We should have given us a chance. And then, like, we've just been blazing through it.
Okay. That's a good one.
Space race.
Okay. All right. Time for that. My number two draft pick in the 2024 Jeffrey Bradford show draft. It's going to be a controversial one, but it came out. Monarch Legacy of Monsters.
Yeah,
that's number two draft pick.
Somewhere in my list, not number two, but it was on my list of shows that I was enjoying with the Monstars.
Yeah, the Monstars, dog. The Monstars. Yeah,
I didn't finish the season, but you said you finished it, right?
I finished the season. It's good shit. It's out there. That's what I like. That number two.
That's pick. A cool show, and I'm pretty sure that's one that they're gonna keep on going because it was pretty successful. Yeah, everybody that I saw pretty much had good impressions. Like people liked it, so that's very nice. And that's on Apple. Where it seems on Apple Plus. Like For All Mankind, also on Apple. If that was on Netflix, after one or two seasons, they would have canceled it.
Probably.
And Apple's got to go into four seasons and probably more. So, like, it's on the right channel. So, Monarch definitely going to get some more support. Very nice.
Yeah.
Do they show more big Monstars?
They do. I think the show is more trying to ground it in the real human element piece of it versus the Monstars. But they do show some Monstars. It should... Honestly, I think there should be more Monstars in there, but definitely they do show a few.
Yeah, it was like showing the intro of all the people in the group that they created and blah, blah, blah. So that's cool. I can respect that. Not everything has to show Kaiju every episode.
Yeah, respect. All right, number three, draft pick, Chris, you're up.
This one, from reading back on it now, months later, initially... I thought people were into it and liking it. And now months later, I look back and it's like, it feels like it's split from people talking shit on it. People loving it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it a lot at the time. I usually don't go back and like reanalyze and rewatch shows and then like change my opinion.
What if you don't get to the damn point? This ain't a synopsis. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes I don't have to be. I'm going to explain my decision. Mm-hmm. Loki season two.
Oh, that's a good pick. That's a good pick.
I like that shit a lot. I like the drama.
That's a good pick.
I like the... The homie from Indiana Jones, his character in the show, doing the time stuff. I like time stuff in general, which I think whenever it comes up for shows and TVs, me and you both say, like, we like time travel shit. It can get fucky sometimes, but most time it can be a fun little story. So I like Loki season two. I like how it ended. Loki got, you know, the respect he deserved. It's cool. So that was one of the bright spots in a very less bright spot year for Marvel shows coming out the back half of the year. So put respect on Loki. It was good.
Okay, that's a significant pick. I like that. Well, okay, since you're going with Loki, I'm going to go with something that probably not a lot of people watch, but that it came out all at the end of the year in this particular season. It didn't start in last year, but it is a continuation, but I'm going to go with What If from Disney Plus.
You watched the season two of that?
Yeah, I like, so yes, I watched it. So It's definitely a controversial pick because not a lot of people feel. First off, you know, Marvel shows have kind of waned off, right? And yeah. then on top of that, it is animated. So I don't really watch a lot of animation, not now in my life anymore. But that series is one of the ones where I have watched it because it's like, what if X happens? You know, that kind of thing. So I like the whole premise of being able to correlate like an original character, like a character that should be one way in a particular timeline, but they're totally different in this other timeline because they, you know, it's a what if series. So that's what I like about it.
Yeah, that one I totally glossed over, haven't gotten back to see it. I saw something said, oh, season 2 is out, and then it just kind of disappeared off my plate.
Yeah.
It took me, I was probably like 8 months, a year late on the first season by the time I got to it. Mm-hmm. Because for some reason I was putting it off, like, oh, I'm not going to like it that much. Maybe it didn't look so good. But once I saw the episodes and how they were all contained and doing the different shit, I liked season 1 a lot. And then I liked how the Doctor Strange movie, I believe it referenced some stuff from that. So it actually helped you in some of the other movies. Like,
yeah, sure.
Saw those episodes. So you think they're going to use these season 2s, little references and other?
I mean, they already got a season 3 coming. So 2 came out all at once, like during the Christmas break. And then 3 is already in production. So it'll be out pretty soon. So we'll see how that goes.
Good, but yes. Surprise pick.
Right? Yeah.
Animated pick.
You got 2 more to go, 4 and 5. So your 4th pick is.
The list for me, from what I could find, what I could remember, it starts getting weaker now in the 4 and 5.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to say it's a little different. It's not Marvel, action, fantasy, stuff like that. The bear.
Man. Hey, that's one of my picks. Okay.
Yeah. So the bear. Now that show is different from everything else, but sometimes we got to mix it up. And we got into that. Seeing people cook food, do shit, be acting all hard and shit. People be acting on that show like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So it's good to see something based in reality, see some drama and stuff and learn how to cook some dishes or something, how restaurants run. It's very interesting.
Nothing wrong with that, brother. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, respect on the bear. I like that show. That's a good show. It's a stressful show.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to just fucking punch all the characters sometimes for what people are doing and shit, but it's a well-written, good show.
Yeah. Well, that's a good pick. That would have been probably my pick 4 or 5 if you didn't pick them, so I'll take. I give you that. That's that good pick. It is a pretty good show, I will say. But my number 4 pick is a great show. Won 2 awards. Can't believe you left it off the list. Can't believe I'm getting it this low in the draft.
Let me see if I watched it.
Let me tell you about this beef. This beef.
I have not seen it.
Oh, man.
The beef? Yeah, I can't speak on this beef.
Man, I haven't watched
beef? No. Bro.
Shout out to the Asian community.
I like the Walking Dead Asian guy.
Some people love it. Some people didn't like it because it's kind of stereotypical in some kind of ways, right? But I think it was a great show. Like, it's a very interesting show about just people stuff, right? No superhero powers, none of that kind of stuff. But yeah, that was one that caught me off guard. I liked it very much, though. So they get that beef.
So what's it about? Is it about
being Asian? Asian people who have beef? It's called beef. It ain't hard to understand.
People standing on business in that show or what?
They standing on business.
Okay. I'll go back.
Okay. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, no, seriously. Non-joking. Like, if you have not seen that show, you should take a chance to look at it. At least the first couple of episodes. I think the episode 1 or 2 is kind of slowish. But outside of that, it's pretty good.
All right.
So number 5, your final pick, your 5, you got your starting lineup. Your starting lineup is number 5.
This one could be either or. These were fun in their own different ways. These are both kind of comedy shows. So it's either going to be Shrinking
or
Shrinking was with Harrison Ford and Jason Segel. They were like psychiatrists. It was dark humor. It's on Apple Plus. And it just has fucking drama with the clients, drama with each other at the office, drama with their lighthouse life and all this stuff. The dude has a dead wife and he's all fucked up. So his family life and his neighbor life, his friend's life, everything's all jacked up. So Jason Segel's all depressed. So it's a funny show, but it's dark humor. And Harrison Ford is a fucking dick on that show, which is pretty mm-hmm. funny to see him be an asshole. Mm-hmm. Or like Peacemaker, which was initially for me hard to get into.
I've never watched it.
It was hard to get into. You had to be in the mood for this type of the writing and the jokes mm-hmm. and just the pace of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But once I watched a couple episodes, it was one of those shows you got to watch a couple episodes, settle in, and see if you're going to like it. Because it's mm-hmm. it's like kind of like silly Guardians of the Galaxy type stuff. It's the same dude. I'm blanking on his name right now. The same director that likes to make those Marvel shows, DC shows.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's got John Cena. He do some funny stuff.
John Cena.
If you're not trying to see anything serious and you're down for like some stupid ass dumb laughs with some different kind of weird characters, it's entertaining. So it's cool. I think they're making more seasons of it, but. Peacemaker or this like shrinking for like a kind of a comedy fifth round pick right here.
Okay, that's a good one. I'm gonna pick a show, and I'm gonna say I think it's a 2022 show. So I'm kind of like hesitant to say it's a show, but we talked about the show before. I swear it's 2022, but it's Severance. Right, Apple Plus again.
You talked a lot about that one before.
Yeah, we talked a lot about that. I'm gonna say it's a 2022 show though, because I think it's been on. It was been out longer than I remember.
And I think it just had a season like, last year.
Yeah, so we'll count it for now, just because. But yeah,
that's a strong five right there.
That's a strong five, bro. I like that. That's your five wasn't too bad. Too bad either.
And then some surprises, some nice you know left round picks or left the field. Something's coming out of left field, left side, left base.
Yeah. But you can tell one thing is like we have a very, like, there is a particular, like, people who watch TV shows, there's a very particular set of how they like TV shows. They watch certain things, right? So don't be surprised. Like, you look at that list of five and it's like, man, this show wasn't on there. Like, we probably don't watch that kind of shit, dog. I mean, I'm just, it ain't no hate. It ain't no hate. It's just, your algorithm is your algorithm. And when you start to look at stuff, it gives you more stuff about your stuff and then more stuff about your stuff. And it don't really tell you about like this show that's over here. That's like a melodrama. Like
what was
that
show? You might like it, but it's never going to put in your feed. If you're not really telling it that you like that stuff.
To begin with. What was the shit that came out? Insecure, the one with the kids, absolute song, whatever, where the kid, this guy, Zoe Saldana, whatever her name is.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The kids are fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. That shit.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's a great show. 13 yeah. Things I Hate About You. I'm sure that's a great fucking show, but it doesn't show up in my timeline.
The 13 Things I Hate About You. I think it's my 13th reason why or something.
Or whatever it is. You know, I hate you. 13 reasons why I hate your ass.
Exactly.
Right.
10 things I hate about you.
Yeah, this shit doesn't show up in my timeline because I'm looking at boom, boom, pow, blang, blang, boom, boom, boom.
And I'm all for people. Like you telling me a show that might not be on my radar, might not be in my algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
And if I kind of know you like some stuff I like, and then you come out with this random ass pick, it puts some more stank on it for me to like go ahead and give it mm-hmm. a chance and try to start it. So I can't see everything on my Netflix feed. I miss a ton of shit. I got to go from HBO to Netflix to Apple to all this. Like there's a lot of fucking good shows that we're not watching for one reason or another.
Yeah.
So if somebody drops a little tip, let's us know something.
The person who asked me to do this is the Mrs. Cherry.
What's your top five?
What's your top five? And tell us what we're missing. What
we need to know.
We ain't seeing out here in these streets.
Now, like, I did. I don't know if you had time, you had thoughts, you had memories. I got some top four or five movies.
This ain't a whole fucking full.
Damn, I did. Yes, that top to top. I did top to top.
Okay.
Quickly, no particular order. John Wick 4, Avatar Way of Water, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Strong Finish, Across the Spider-Verse, Amazing Sequel, Killers of the Flower Moon, Good True Story, Long Boring Movie, Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny, trying to do too much retro, too much de-aging, but it got fun once you settled in and accepted it for being another Indiana Jones sequel.
Only so two of those movies I've seen at all. So.
Which two?
The Guardians of the Galaxy. And then the movie that came after that. What was the shit?
Across the Spider-Verse?
Yes, Spider-Man. That one. Thank you.
Those are two of the strongest ones on there. John Wick 4 mm-hmm. is awesome if you've seen all the other ones.
Never seen
it. Very nice.
Never seen it.
What, none?
I've seen John Wick 1 through three, maybe?
Well, then just finish it out, man. Why? Don't be a quitter.
I definitely see one and two. I'm saying three. I think I saw three, but I don't know for sure.
I'm not sure of the year. Because that was during COVID, I believe. I'm not sure if you saw three. But Avatar Way of Water, that's a good movie. You can see it for free on Disney Plus now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's on there now. It's been on there for a while, for like since mid-December, I think.
Oh, okay. I got to watch it. But no, I mean, it wasn't like I didn't want to see it. It's just when it came out, I didn't really have a whole bunch of interest in seeing it at the time. And then, you know, those movies long as shit. So I didn't want to sit in the theater for like 5 hours.
And I missed a lot of these windows when they came out in the theaters. I didn't get to go. It wasn't the right timing and shit. So I watched John Wick 4, Indiana Jones, and Across the Spider-Verse on a plane, on an international plane. Then coming back, I knocked out three of those movies last year. So otherwise, I probably still wouldn't have seen them. Because I don't think they're for free on anything yet. Maybe Across the Spider-Verse is on Disney Plus, maybe, or HBO now. But yeah, there's some good movies last year, but slim pickings right now. I haven't seen a lot of movies in the last year that I usually, like the number I would have prior. Hey,
speaking of years. Slim pickings, I had some slim chickens today. And it's kind of evacuating my body.
You know, that place used to be awesome. Over in Houston, I'd say like 6 years ago, seven years ago.
I remember you taking me there. I was like, dang.
Yeah, it was cool. Like it started when I first started going there and it popped up. It was fresh, getting those wraps, getting that stuff, getting that chicken. It was good. I went to one of the locations over here in San Antonio and I probably told you this like last year or the year before. It was fucking horrible. I deleted the app from my phone. I was like, I'm never going back. So I don't know what happened to Slim Chickens down here, but I don't know. Maybe it's good up in Dallas still, but I used to fuck with them.
It wasn't good. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't good. It was I just came from the office, man. I was in the office and we officed up and I was like, dang. I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, it's no good. It's no good, my guy. It's no good. It's no damn. Good.
I gotta go to the damn office. Speak of the devil, I gotta go there tomorrow. I gotta be there, man, for 8 o'clock meeting.
On a Friday?
100 miles away, 8 o'clock meeting.
Bro, you're getting fired. Ain't nobody calling no goddamn anything to me on Friday.
Oh, shit. It's one of those companies flying in to pitch us software that they're coming in. You know, they're getting off the plane, going straight to the meeting type of thing. So we got to be there in person to see these people shake their hand or whatever. They're from Canada or Europe or something. What kind of
motherfucking service you finna get?
Oh, they're just looking for replacements to our supply chain system for the future that go in the cloud. Just taking pitches from various companies and just trying to see what do out there.
Yeah.
So they want us to be in person and, you know, touch them skin to skin contact.
Skin to skin.
I'll have to be there. It's 100 miles away, so I got to leave, you know, a little bit early.
Is it actually 100 miles away?
Yeah, from my door, my driveway to my parking spot is 100.
There's no miles. Way. No, you're for real. Isn't actually 100 miles to your job?
Yes.
What kind of dumb shit is that?
I mean, that's where the job is, and it's where I live. So
I get that, but why are you doing it? You can't.
I mean, because I'm working from home.
A flat near your
work. Rent a flat. Like it only takes me an hour and 45 minutes. Like
holy,
it's fast.
Fast is not the word I would use.
You haven't like learned Texas distances yet.
Yes, I have learned Texas distance. Believe me, I'm aware. Like, people be like, you want to go to eat brunch? Sure. It's right down the street. Right down the street is 35 minutes. Yes, I know where the distances are.
Yeah, so, like...
What the hell is this map?
That's where I'm going to be going. I'm going to be on that blue line all morning. So I break it up in my brain, man. Like, I got it. Like, look, like you ever do time trials in video games and shit? Like,
yes,
I got sections. I got time trial sections. I'm beating my own ghost on the way there. So I just break it up that way. Plus, I'm going, you know, 80 the whole time because there's no traffic until I get to San Antonio. So it's not like I'm sitting in traffic going 10 miles an hour, stop and go. Mm-hmm. If I did an hour and 45 minutes of stop and go, that's different going 20 miles versus 100, you know, full speed, just driving by myself. So it's relaxing. It's not so bad. But the first hour, the first, say, 45 minutes of the drive is deer country. So I got to be like high alert. I got to wake up.
You be getting the deer meat?
If I don't pay attention, the deer meat might be getting me. So I got to be careful. So yeah,
deer meat out.
You gotta wake up, dodge the deer, and then by the time I get halfway there,
oh my bad.
Yeah, sorry. Exactly. Yeah, about halfway there, the sun comes up and then starts blinding me in my face.
This guy,
the rest of the way, because I'm just driving straight east.
You're driving into the sun. The fuck?
Yeah, I'm driving straight to the sun.
This man drives into the
sun. That's where my meeting is on the fucking sun.
Your meeting is into the sun. That is a goddamn shame.
And then I have to leave and drive all the way back.
That don't sound fun at all.
But what, like, I go to the office like two times a month. So okay. It works out. If they mandated 5 days a week, I would mandate that I work somewhere else.
I know,
but it ain't to that yet. So work from home, that's a blessing.
Yeah, an hour and 44 minutes ain't you ain't nobody's boss or nothing. You just gotta come and do some shit, man. What, bro?
Man, yeah, I ain't nobody's under me. There are no people under me.
I got two people under me, and I decided that I don't want to do it, but I'm stuck.
That's cool, though.
Not really. not from the place I'm standing. Yeah. I'm trying to stand just on say, business. They standing
you
on my neck.
You do this, you do that. Go talk amongst yourself.
I mean, if it was that simple, everybody would do it. It's not. Speaking of simple, man, I know you don't watch wrestling, neither do I. But Vince McMahon has got to be...
I read about that right now before
bro,
this.
Accused of sex trafficking? Man, what is going on?
Did you read it?
No, I haven't read it yet.
So he basically hired a lady and he put her to a high position, like his personal assistant or something, like in their lawyer division, mm-hmm. some type of shit like that. She wasn't really qualified. She said she felt like she skipped ahead too much and, you know, wasn't feeling like she should be there. She skipped other people. And he was telling her, no, just act the part, act normal, it's cool. Like you earned it, whatever, but go ahead and do this thing to me. And then he started sharing pictures with other employees at WWE. And then he said, okay, you're going to have sex with Bob, John, Jim, Andy. And like went down the list and he like passed around the company apparently and said, if you want this job and this pay, you're going to have sex with all these people at the company. And then other people helped cover it up and like cover up the text messages, the paper trail and all this type of stuff to try to protect Vince McMahon. Even after, I guess he apparently paid her off. But I don't know why I got to read it again to see where she's coming out with this now. Maybe he did some more shit, kept passing stuff around and, you know, violated whatever the agreement they had. But he just hired her as like a sex slave for the company, I guess, and passed her around. And she's like, this is bullshit.
Damn, man. I don't know. I ain't trying to get canceled, so I ain't going to say shit. Never mind.
But he keeps doing more drama.
It's not him keep doing more. It's he already had done. Like,
well, he done it. I bet he don't. If you do that, you keep mm-hmm. doing that.
Right. Well, I mean, right? I don't think so. I think he done it, and it's just coming to light.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like everything that's out there is shit that he did 10 years ago. Like it ain't like he hadn't done it. He ain't doing it now. Cause him 80-something years old.
This one he hired her in 2019.
Well, damn.
This one's recent. This is not like back in the 60s.
That was after me, too. Shit. Why'd she do that?
And that went in through COVID and stuff. So it went through 2020.
Did she not realize? Like, damn, bro. You could have walked away. That job ain't that crucial. But,
yeah, but he a powerful man.
I be getting fucked at my job, too. I don't like it. I mean, it ain't the same kind of fuck. It's a different kind of fuck, but it's fucked.
But it's no good. He's more powerful than he ever has been before. He kicked out his family to control WWE. He runs the shit like exclusively.
No. He don't run that shit anymore. It's not the man anymore. Missed a whole bunch of shit. No, he's not. That company is owned by another company now. That shit gone. It ain't the same.
No, he sold it.
It used to be.
Yes, he kicked out his daughter. He sold it just a few months ago, like last year.
Yeah. And so Saudis. Not to the fucking Saudis. You just don't know the story at all, do you?
What's your story? Yeah, that's what I read.
The company is owned by TKO, which is the same company that owns the UFC. That's not the Saudis.
Where that money from, though?
Well, that's a whole different story, but it ain't by the Saudis. He tried to send it to the Saudis, and it wasn't happening. But TKO is UFC, and that is a branch company now. So, no, it ain't no Saudis.
Oh, I see some names on here.
This man here. Just because his name is Ahmed Akbar don't mean he's a Saudi shit.
No, but they got a lot of Saudi money.
I mean, everybody's probably got Saudi money or Russian money. That's just how it works.
But yeah,
we don't have no money.
He powerful. He got money.
Man,
he should have been fucked up after the last time he got fucked up a couple years ago.
This dude has done so much shit.
That he sucked back in and got more money and got more power.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. It is literally funny as shit. The amount of stuff he's done. I'm like, this man here gets away with everything.
So some people would just be getting away.
Yeah.
Damn. But that's cool though. Yeah, that's wrestling. We don't watch wrestling either.
Yeah, not really, dog. I be out here trying to live my life.
Did you see that guy? That guy that came back? The two guys that came back?
Jesus and who?
A couple months ago.
Came back from what the fuck are we talking about? Came back where? And stop sniffing your nose.
CM Punk.
Oh yeah. Okay. What about
It was CM Punk and some other guy. They got that big pop a few months ago when they came back.
Cody Rhodes?
No, not Cody Rhodes. Some other guy.
Well, he just came.
One of Rock's cousins, like a couple months ago, WrestleMania or something.
Rock's cousins?
Yeah, one of the Moan dude. Yeah, probably him. Mm-hmm. So they came back on the same show and everybody was all cheering like, oh yay, because CM Punk talked all that shit about WWE for 10 years and he said, fuck them, I'm never coming back. And he came back and everybody is happy now.
That's where the money was, shit.
I stopped watching wrestling before the beginning, right around the beginning, before John Cena's era, Rise to Power.
And his name is John Cena. Bah, bah, bah,
bah. Yeah, I stayed with the memes. I dropped off the TV. Yeah. I ended with the WWE Attitude era.
Yeah, that was the best era, too. Shit, I don't care what nobody. Come at me, bro. That was before. Hey, man,
Gen Z coming for you.
They don't give, man, forget Gen Z, dog. They can't even, like, you see all them TikToks from Gen Z talking about a man is an ick if he can cook. Like, for real, dog, that's an ick?
That's what? Dumb. That was a dumb person saying, that's not a whole Gen Z.
That's like, that's an ick? Like, you telling me that if a dude can cook, that's a
problem. I know, you got offended. You got offended.
I did. I got offended as shit. I'm like, I'm trying to eat. I'm a fat
boy. Let him cook,
man. Like, this homie here talking about some, is it icky to cook? I'm like, what? Can you cook? I'm sitting there thinking, looking at her. I'm like, I don't think she cooks shit. She probably can warm up hot tamales at best.
Do you eat yours warm? Is that a thing?
What, hot tamales?
I mean, they
cool. It's called fucking hot tamales. It ain't called cold tamale. I'm not talking about the candy, boy.
But you don't go to the store. Like, let me get a hot tamale.
No, I'm saying, what? Can I get a hot tamale, meaning warm that up.
Can put I get a hot tamale? I don't think you put a hot tamale. It's just a hot tamale because one of the whatever the descriptive the descri- what is the descriptive word the descriptive word on top of a word.
I want a tamale,
not a verb. What do you call it? Adverb, adjective.
Yes. No wait.
You don't put a comma between the hot tamale. You don't put a comma.
Yeah,
hot.
You can put a comma. You can put a comma between an adjective. Yes, you can.
You
an adjective. Yes. Yes.
No. And you don't say hot tamale, hot comma tamale. You say hot tamale. If you multiple adjectives, hot, wet, savory, juicy, moist tamale, you put commas between those words.
When you use an adjective, you can use a comma before the noun.
You don't get a choice.
Yeah. What do you mean? I don't get a choice. It's not a
choice. Go to some grammar AI thing, and it's not a choice. You don't say hot tamale. Like you, it's not. I'm thinking about this shit. Yeah, it's a hot tamale or it's not.
I want you to go get Grammarly right now. And I want you in Grammarly to put that shit in. I can guarantee you can use a comma.
You can, but it's going to be wrong. It's going to do a red line on it.
Grammarly says it's right. You can put a comma in front of it.
What?
You don't know, man, bro. I'm not going to argue with you.
You can't do that. There's nothing that says hot comma tamale.
Yeah, hot comma motherfucking tamale.
Cold comma tamale.
Yeah.
This guy, okay. We're gonna let's let it be comma like it was or whatever.
What?
I'm gonna put commas everywhere. I'm gonna be like Jeff, put commas on
comma, 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 chameleon. Yeah. Comma, go.
This man a comma million.
I mean, I'm a comma millionaire. I'm telling you, you can put a comma before the pronoun now.
No,
what's your pronoun?
After A E I O U sometimes Y.
What? Or sometimes I. No, you bro.
You can put it hot, comma, tamale, comma, and then just keep putting commas between all the words. So you have a
comma,
pause.
Comma, comma.
Pause.
Hard pause. I'm telling you. Did you put a
hard pause would be like a period.
Oh, period. My God. Oh, my God.
A dot, oh, dot, dot is a hard God. Pause. Like, pause for about 3 seconds. I think
oh,
on this.
Oh, my God.
This bro gave us time here. To contemplate.
This man here said hard pause. He mean it. He means it. He's saying the hard R. He means it.
But
damn.
Did you see Microsoft fired everybody?
Microsoft?
Well, along with everybody else, everybody's getting fired.
I don't think it's any different anywhere else. I mean, I think everybody's getting fired at this point.
But it's a big number. Almost 2,000 people. After that Activision Blizzard merger, man, they just fired everybody.
Well, I mean, I saw they said like 1,900 people were going to lose their job. I mean, honestly,
you said they could slim up the
I know, I'm not going to say they could slim up. It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
But we knew anytime any company merges, it's always going to be like this. This is how it is.
Well, that's definitely part of it because that everything has redundancies and don't need two marketing teams and two this, two that. So somebody's going to get gone. And they also, they had, they're just continuing the trend of all the game companies, you know, firing people and laying off people from last year.
Yep.
So it's going to be thousands and thousands and thousands more enclosures all through the year. It's going to be bad.
Enclosures? What does that mean?
Well, Embracer, that Embracer group, I don't know if you've seen anything about them. They bought up billions of dollars worth of shit over the last few years. And then last year they started falling apart because one of their huge deals, they actually tried to do a deal for $2 billion with the Saudis for investment money. And then the Saudis got out of investing in the games that heavy. And so they had to like bet the entire farm on that $2 billion to keep them going. And they didn't get it. So nobody else signed up with them. So they've been closing all these studios that they bought outright, like completely, like just closing them down, not even releasing the games, not selling what they were working on, just shutting them down. So that was like 10,000 people last year lost their job in multiple companies. So it's going to keep going through this year until everything gets all tightened up. And then they'll just start rehiring in 2025.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks because I know people who are getting laid off from all kind of fucking jobs, not just the game industry, like all the random jobs that's out there. Like everybody's getting fired. I was like,
I mean, I'm glad we're not part of that. I'm not part of the techie enough video game entertainment space that's getting fucked up by these layoffs lately. So I feel blessed. But yeah. the one of the teams they laid off, and what correlates to some news that came out like last weekend, there was like a rumor that got confirmed basically on Monday, is that they were removing and reducing all the copies of Starfield and like some other first party Xbox games in the stores, like in Walmart, to get rid of them completely and send them back to the manufacturer and destroyed all the copies. And they've been smalling down and slimming down the gaming aisle a ton. In person, and a lot of stores, not just Best Buy getting rid of Blu-rays, but now Walmart is shrinking the game section a ton. So Microsoft laid off the team, most of the team that's responsible for managing the physical releases of their games. So some of the games they announced on their little show last week, they already said they're only going to be digital only. They're not even going to release them in stores anyways. So they're like pulling back from that. So it gives more credence that the next little update to that Series X console is going to be digital only with no disc drive. So all digital future right there, buddy. It's happening for Microsoft because if nobody's buying their shit in stores, they just say, fuck it. Digital downloads all the way.
Well, yeah. But
we're already there. It's already like 85-90% is digital downloads regardless. PC right. is 100%. Consoles are close behind, so physical is just for collecting. So you're going to be big mad at not seeing it on the shelf anymore, digital only?
I mean, we've had this damn conversation a million fucking times. I don't know.
But it's happening. It's happening for real.
You know what I mean, I know it's happening. I mean, I'm a person who normally doesn't buy a disc. I'm a PC gamer. I'm not a console gamer. So I don't normally get physical copies of anything anymore. It's been like that on PC side for some years now where you rarely get anything that's physical. So for me, it's like this is the way of life. This is the way. It's been this way for a minute. But for you, like console people, you guys are like, oh man, Nah. I'm not going to own my shit no more.
No, it's already been like that since Xbox One. It got heavier in 360 days with all the digital downloads. But really, Xbox One, and now especially this gen, I've been digital only for like 10 years, basically, and like maybe 10% buying something on sale at the store. But I never get up and change my discs out, so I'm fine with it. Yeah. But if you go online, like you said, PC download only forever. Steam, everybody's used to it. It's a done deal. Nobody's complaining about shit because that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. And then if you go on certain forums, and like if you get down into a special community, all of a sudden people are like, they're taking away my physical game. I'm going to boycott it. I'm not buying that game because it doesn't have a physical copy. But other platforms, you can't even get a physical copy on PC. So what the fuck are you crying about? I know you can't resell it. You can't get rid of it. Whatever. But that's the future. Digital thing. Click it. Get it. It's done. And some of those discs you get, all it is a download code anyways. And you still have to download the game to install it. So it's just a thing to put on your shelf.
Right.
I'm okay with it. Some people are bitching. But really, if the download percentage is already 90%, is digital.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be like, I don't know if it's really 90%, but it's definitely very, it's very 70. It's definitely up there.
If you see like Ubisoft, EA, those guys put it in their, you know, stock reports of what their download physical is, and it's in the high 80s, close to 90% already.
But I will say, you can't always go about the fucking numbers they give you, because sometimes they put the numbers in there. No.
I mean, if you're doing a public company doing a stock fucking saying like where I get my money from, they're supposed to generally go real, and they have companies that do analytics on it, so it's very high up there.
I can guarantee you that them numbers are inflated. However, I'm going to say for sure, you're right. It's going to be up there, but them numbers are going to be inflated. I can guarantee you that it's not 100%. What they tell you the answer is going to be, it's not going to be the 100% answer. I can guarantee you.
This man don't trust nobody, which is true. It's going to be skeptical. Don't trust nobody. Don't trust no naysayer.
Whoa, sir. You did it. Oh, my God. You got that thing?
That's that ESPN reference. You seen
that? I know what ESPN is, but you coughing up. You hawking up loogies.
Well, yeah. I got a sore throat. I've been resting with something for a while, like trying to
get that thing. You got tested up.
I got that thing on me. No, I don't have nothing on me right now. But I had like light, not me all the way bronchitis, but so I've been around people that might have
bronchitis. Ain't nobody got no time for no bronchitis.
Hell no. But I'm just trying to kick the snot. That's all. Okay. But it's that cold stuff. You came back from 90 degree weather on vacation.
True.
Got here 2 days later. It's fucking 17 degrees. So that kind of fucked us up.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with you there. It's been ridiculous.
You had like 972 degrees.
Man, it's been so up and down. It's horrible because it's like you don't know how to dress. And then even throughout the day sometimes, it's like you're like, oh, it's going to be cold. You start out the day wearing long sleeves. And then by the end of the day, it's hot. And then you get them days where it's like it's absolutely fucking freezing outside. And then you're like, what the hell? And then the next 2 days, it's like 70 degrees.
So did you watch the explanation of the polar vortex that I sent you, that little video?
It looked like I had time to watch this shit.
You didn't have 2 minutes in your life?
Oh, I didn't know it was 2 minutes.
My bad. I'm sorry. It wasn't a fucking TED Talk. It wasn't a 400-hour thing.
I thought it was a whole fucking... I thought it was going to be near
okay, the... Okay, if the link says tic-tac.com,
tic-tac.
It's not going to be more than like 2 minutes.
Okay, you're right.
I'm sorry. The man's explained with charts and graphs and images to make it really easy.
That's too much. He's doing too much.
No, he broke it down easy. Okay. Yeah, I know you can follow a colored line. You can watch the line and the bar go up, bar get higher.
I'm colored. Go ahead. Continue.
So, polar vortex, top of the Earth, used to be a circle.
Yes.
Go around, spin around, make the Earth cold.
Go around, spin around, make it cold. Okay.
Yeah. The winds were predictable. They went the same direction. It was cool. Yeah. So, when it was wintertime, it would be wintertime, like for the whole time. It would just stay winter. It was normal. Uh-huh. Okay, you there?
What's the difference? Shit,
so, get to the point. Okay, cool. No. Okay, chill out. So yeah, that doesn't happen anymore because everything got fucked up because the polar ice caps are melting. So keeping it up there is no longer happening, keeping it in a perfect circle. So now it's like going straight, dipping down, going up, going straight, go dipping down. So it's like a weird dip. It's not keeping it level so that stream where that wind and shit is going will sometimes blast down, come all the way down through the U.S., keep it cold for a few days and go back up. And that's why we go from like 20 degrees, 10 degrees, all the way to back to fucking 70 in the same week. And there's no pure, just clean winter. And then it comes out to spring, goes back to winter. It doesn't do that anymore because the fucking ice is melting and shit's going on. And during our last 10 years in our lifetime, shit's gotten real weird. So everything's fucked. And he put it in an easy way to understand with like an animation of the fucking earth and what that polar vortex is doing, like why the weather is not fucking consistent anymore. So our shit's fucked up. Something wrong with it. The earth is crying right now. We need to heal it.
Things change, motherfucker. Get used to it. It'll be fine.
Oh, we're going to try to get used to it, or we're all going to die trying.
I mean, I'm going to be dead before we try. I'll tell you that now.
Yeah, no worries. Old. I know. No worries for you.
Yeah, you straight. There.
Man, I'm straight. Just let me go.
Fuck them kids. Them kids like, oh, yeah, man.
Your kids are the fucked. World.
Okay, well, you know what? Guess what? You could have did something better. And you ain't try.
Oh, man, you know what? I shouldn't have got all those plastic bottles and that aluminum.
Man, fuck
I shouldn't have been using my plastic bags. I could have saved one tree on the earth.
They could have saved the world if they ain't want to sit out here on TikTok all day. If it was that bad, you could have done something.
And another thing that made me...
And another thing.
Another thing.
What?
That show, For All Mankind, some of their little recaps and stuff with their alternate history as they're going through their mm-hmm. timeline.
Uh-huh.
They say, oh, we did this and that. We got nuclear power going like everywhere. We've slowed the heating of the earth. The greenhouse effect has reversed. Everything's cool. The planet's, you know, doing great. Everybody has nuclear power. We're not using fossil fuels as much anymore. And it's like, I was like, man, why couldn't we have been on that good timeline where some good shit happened? Because everything seems to be just going to fucking hell in a handbasket for us. And the good stuff is on a show that makes of a false fucking timeline that we want to be on that one instead of the one we're on right now. So that's too bad. So we out here getting fucked, man.
I mean,
but it's cool though. We alive. We, you know what? We blessed because we're alive. A lot of things.
Blessed.
A lot of things aren't awake right now. They're just like dead.
Get blessed up.
If you were born before today, you blessed up. If you're born after tomorrow, you might be in for a bad time.
It is what it is, my guy. It is what it is. I'm okay. I'm okay with it. Let it come on down. Rain down on me.
Oh, I'll make it rain.
Oh, what the fuck? No, bro. No. No. Not at all.
No. not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Anyway.
Man, what you tweaking on lately?
I ain't tweaking on nothing.
You like that 2D stuff? I know you like that side scroller left, right, up,
I'm
down.
I'm not talking about no bitchy games. That's not what matters right now.
But you should. I'm giving you a recommendation because you like... Don't you like Hollow Knight? Oh, you like some Dead Cells? You like some stuff like that?
I did like some Dead Cells, yes.
If you find it in your timeline to get on a game and try it out, and yeah, I know you like to wait 18 months and save your Steam gift cards and maybe get it in 5 years, get the new Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, little side-scroller Metroidvania type shit that just came out last week. Fucking incredible.
I mean,
Game of the Year candidate.
You're singing its praises.
Everybody's singing those praises. I have it. I've been playing it. It's incredible.
No invite, nothing. As usual.
It's single player. It's side scrolling. It's exploration. It's getting your powers.
I mean, you can let me watch. Let the boy watch, as you say.
I'll let the man watch.
I know, right? Yes. I mean, you don't never.
You can voyeur me whenever you need to, bro. Mm. Just come on down.
No, what?
Oh shit! No, thank you. I just bought this beautiful. It looks beautiful in the package. PlayStation 5 camera on clearance because I guess they're getting rid of those too. I didn't remember that they had
an actual PlayStation 5 camera.
That's what I said. That's why I put it in my cart. I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
I don't remember them having a camera.
I don't know why you need it. I guess if you want to stream games on your console and just show your face, because there's no games I'm aware of that like need you to have the camera. But it's a new HD 10K fucking 8K camera for PS5.
I mean, does it only work on PS5? Did you try to something?
I haven't opened PS5? It. I don't know if it's like, it probably is. It probably has some special firmware where it's only a PS5, but if it's a good quality.
It's a camera though, so it should just, it's a camera, dog. Come on.
I don't know what the plug is, but I haven't tried it.
M camera.
But I got it. I got it. Why? Let's rate it. 1 through 5. I got it. Let's try it and rate it 1 through 5.
But why?
It was sitting there. It might be a historical timepiece. Like, it might go away and get discontinued and then be worth millions of dollars.
Okay.
You never know.
It's going to be a thing, but whatever.
You know, sometimes people need webcams. During COVID part two, people are going to need webcams.
Maybe. So I got one. You kept saying timeline. You know, have you been watching? I mean, I know, I think we talked about this one before, but have you been seeing all of the random Matilda effects? Madeline? What? Mandela. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For years, they keep coming out with new ones.
Dude, I saw one yesterday, and I was like, that can't be right.
What are the Matilda effects, though? I want to know what those are.
you ain't never seen Matilda?
That movie? I have, but I was like, is there a meme of Matilda that I missed? Matilda, I know the musical came out last year.
Yeah, Matilda. You be out there doing things. But no. Okay. So, I'm going to ask this question. Name a battery.
Energizer Bunny or the Duracell, those two batteries. Okay. I know them well.
All right.
Don't tell me there was no bunny.
No. Close, though. Close.
He never wore glasses.
Describe the bunny.
He had fucking blackout shades. Yep. He banged the drum, and he just went in a straight line across the screen and went, dunk, dunk, dunk. He keeps going and going. Keeps going and going.
That's good. Pretty close. Okay. Where was the product placement? Like, where was this? Where was the energizer, the battery, or the sign? Where was it at?
On the drum.
Okay. That's the only place it was at, on the drum.
Maybe his ears? I don't know. I'm trying to think. It's been a long time since I've seen a commercial.
Where was the battery? There's some long-ass pauses. Where was the battery?
I can't remember. He was beating the drum.
Uh-huh.
I was going to guess it was in his back. I don't remember.
I clearly remember it was in his back. It has never been in his back.
That's what I was saying. I was trying to think of where it was.
It was in his leg. And I'm like, I could have sworn that shit was in him back.
Okay, I'm looking at this.
It's in his leg.
Where is it? Nah, people say you can find several. Oh, here's a video.
Show me the video.
Here's where he has the battery in his back.
Okay. Because I was looking for that, and I didn't find anything with him in his back. Yeah, is this real? This fake.
No, it's real. It's from the 90s. Yeah, he's walking, and it's on his fucking back.
If you go look at everything now from the 90s.
Wait, he's pink? I thought he was gray.
Real?
Yeah, it's real. That's why it looks all dirty, because it's from the 90s.
Dude, this is not from the 90s.
Yes, it is. It's real.
This is not real, dog. That's fake.
Oh, it's real. Oh, my God. Duracell had a bunny mascot also. This one, I do not remember this one. This one looks creepy as fuck. This is definitely alternate timeline. Look at the face on that fucking bunny.
Man, what the hell is that?
Oh, my God. That's creepy. That's like, don't let that fucking bunny around my family.
No, I'm good, dog.
He looks like a character from Five Nights at Freddy's.
But yeah, if you look at all the images from, obviously you found one commercial. I don't know where you found it at, but the images show that it was in his leg the entire time.
Energizer Bunny, where is his leg? Oh, I see it like on the side of his hips and his thigh.
Yeah.
I don't remember that shit. When on his fucking thigh.
That's why I was like, I could have sworn it was always on his back, but we're wrong. It was in his leg.
No, they changed it. He got a surgery.
Why would he have surgery?
I thought he was gray. Now he's pink in all the pictures. I thought he used to be gray.
The bunny was always pink.
Well, it's been a long time. Maybe I had a black and white TV. I don't remember.
I mean, obviously. He's always been gray.
I keep seeing stuff recently about people still arguing about the Fruit of the Loom Horn of Plenty basket.
The Horn of Plenty basket? What about it?
That it was never on a Horn of Plenty or with like fruit like that.
I don't think
the logo never had the horn.
Yeah, I don't think it ever had the Horn of Plenty. I don't think that's what it's called. It's called a cornucopia. That's what it
is. A cornucopia is a Horn of Plenty. It's called a cornucopia. What's the other word you just said?
What? I said cornucopia.
A cornucopia? I thought you said some other shit.
Yeah, that's what you just called a Horn of Plenty. What the
fuck? Horn of Plenty. Horny Plenty.
Horny
Plenty. Horn of Plenty.
Man, yeah, you can't get them keyboards in now. Jesus Christ.
I got that AC-130 full auto.
This man types me so good. I say blah blah blah.
Got the keys to the castle.
Yeah, man. But anyway, well, I guess at the end of this day, 193 in the books. I guess I talked to you an hour.
Send in your best Mandela effects. Send in your best TV shows.
Yeah.
Send us recommendations. Give us something to watch. I want to watch some stuff that I didn't discover myself. I want to see that Lulu. Are you gonna send me a video that I hadn't seen?
Oh no, that was just me trying to pop my fucking back. Ah, damn.
What? I've never seen you like gush like that. You need me to come over and pop your back?
Bro, pause. All the way, pause.
No, this is a friendly. You cross your arms, I'll lift you up and pop you.
I don't want you to touch me ever. I don't need
that's
you.
That's a friendly bear. That's a man to man bear hug. Nothing wrong with that.
Man,
if you're comfortable in your own skin with your masculinity, I can break your back for you. I can pop you out.
I don't want or need skin to skin ever.
No, you can wear all your clothes. I didn't say no skin to skin.
You tell me skin to skin, bro.
I don't need your short and curlies like wrap it around my hair and get all tied up.
Man, that's disgusting. I'm talking about the ones
on your arm too. And I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
Like when you and that other man got tied up at the movie theater.
Man, this man's hair is just full of it. Anyway. Anyway. Mainstream podcast. Jesus Christ, boy.
Oh shit. Okay. Go ahead.
Jesus.
I didn't hit the fucking mute button. Oh shit. Okay, I'm back. What was that? Mainstream podcast 193?
Mainstream podcast episode 193. You got Coffee Blackson over there. And I'm Joe.
I'm gonna go suck on some cough drops, suck on that cherry.
I don't know.
What? I mean, suck on that cherry cough drop.
You about to do what?
Jeez, bro.
There are so many things I wanted to say
Let me finish my saying. I had a cough. I got a frog in my throat.
I'm almost for certain if I would have said what I was just going to say, then the warden would have showed up at my door.
The cat's going to get my tongue.
All right. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Good night. Oh, my God.